Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite Christian mindset coach, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore that transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Make sure you support this mission at listenbitchdonations.com. And if you want to change your life, scroll the show notes and pick your path. However I can help you, there are a lot of options inside the links. So get nosy and don't forget to sign up at brandonlynette.com for my love letters and my emails. Okay. I love you guys. Let's get into it. So today we're talking about the pressure cooker called network marketing, because it's showing you you. It is literally one of the only industries where you can't hide behind excuses for very long, because your results or your lack of results are going to mirror your belief and your action and your consistency and your mindset, okay? The industry is not a villain. It's not a villain. It's literally just magnifying what's already inside of you. Okay. Network marketing is like, it's like this big mirror with a spotlight, the structure, the teams, the lines. And there are some there's shady shit that happens. I've talked about this. I've exposed it. There's a lot of bullshit that's happening. There's, you know, shady uplines, manipulative tactics. When I first joined this industry, my upline told me to block everybody. And that included our upline. Like, I'm still unblocking people that she had me block a decade ago, 9 years ago, whatever, give or take. Okay. And yeah, there's culty vibes. There's absolutely culty vibes. And there's a lot of shady shit. And sometimes the people that get caught in the middle of that shady shit that are taking the hits for everybody are like stuck behind someone even shadier than them. And they're just absolutely tied. Right. But this is the thing. Even if you get stuck with the most toxic ass team, what usually makes someone quit isn't the toxic team. It is honestly what is being revealed inside of you. When you step into network marketing, every crack in your confidence is getting exposed. Insecurity is going to show up the very first time you hear the word no. Then you've got this big scary monster we call impatience. Okay. And this shows up when you want results in 30 days, the kind of results that are going to take 3 years. I know that people are full of shit in the industry. I was promised my first year I'd be making $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year. By year three, I'd make $300,000 a year. Do I think that's possible? Yes. The way it was laid out for me is that I wouldn't have to do anything for it. All of that is bullshit, okay? And then you've got this issue of jealousy that's going to show up when your teammate is ranking up faster than you. Entitlement starts to show up when you expect a paycheck for work that you didn't do. So I'm going to tell you right now, the real true toxic isn't the company. It's the part of you that doesn't want to be challenged, the part of you that doesn't want to be humbled, the part of you that doesn't want to be stretched. And network marketing, you cannot hide. You cannot hide. But the good news is that you can make it your own. You don't have to duplicate someone else's sleazy script or be a part of this pushy culture. You can run with it with integrity, in alignment with your values and your voice. And when you do, the very thing people call toxic becomes training ground for your personal growth and your grit and potential. They call network marketing, you know, it's positivity with it's personal development with a paycheck, right? Personal development, because there's no way that you can show up here as who you are in this moment and not grow and stretch here. And there are people, you know, even with this toxic stuff, you guys, when I quit my network marketing company, I really thought I was done. I really thought I was done. And nothing bad even happened to me. Like, I wasn't a part of any of the toxic shit. I started coaching women in other companies. Even in my company, I guess I had a handful of them, and I heard and saw all, I saw what it did to them. I saw the toxic part of the culture, but I also saw ways that these women could have grown around that, grown past it, grown through it. There's a lot of things that could have happened. And so my fear was like, I didn't want to turn into that. I didn't want to be a part of that. I didn't want to get hurt, right? But I think the reason that that I wasn't a real part of the toxic culture, and in my company, trust me, everybody, all different sides will tell you there was so much toxic bullshit. I wasn't in it because I kept my head down. I did my job. I talked to my people. I grew my business. I grew my business. And this is the thing. You've got so many people out here, you know, talking shit about network marketing, and they have never tried a company for more than 3 months. And when you quit after 3 months, like, that exposes your lack of discipline. That's not company failure. 3 months isn't enough time to master a new hobby, let alone build a business. Like, can you learn to master the piano in 3 months? Can you master a language and go overseas in 3 months? It takes more time than that. And most people spend longer learning how to use TikTok than they do trying to build their network marketing career. Quitting that fast doesn't prove that a company is broken. It is just the mirror of your patience. Discipline is important here because it means showing up consistently when it's not fun, when no one is cheering. You know, and I'm the last person, you know, I want to help people because network marketing, I mean, it helped us. Like, I stayed home with my babies this whole time. I've been able to do it because of network marketing, to be able to take some weight off of the responsibility that my husband carries. I've been able to do that through this company. So there is a potential, you know, $200,000 in my career. That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money, you know, no pats on the back. I'm the last one that's going to handhold you. But if you can do this without that desire for, like, the big accolades, without needing someone to hold you accountable, like, no one's going to wake up and say, hey, Brandon, did you message people today about this? Did you talk to anybody new? Do people even know what you're doing? You know, even when you start in network marketing, right? Some of you are going to start with me and you're going to make a post and you're going to get 2 likes and one of them is your mom. You know what I would expect? That you don't give a shit about how many likes you got, that you care about showing up, that you care that people know what you're offering. Discipline is following the process long enough to see results, not expecting that instant gratification. And right now, society, everything around us is working against us because it's constant instant gratification. Everything is happening right now. That is my thing with bartending. Number one reason why I love it so much is that I get paid right then on the spot. Like, right then I get paid. That money shows, like, how did I treat, you know, this couple depends on what that money looks like. Instant results. I'm guilty of it just the same as you, but you can't expect that instant gratification just because you sign up and you posted twice. You know, you sign up and you quit after 90 days. And I tell you, like, Eric Worre is huge in this industry. If you've ever been in network marketing, I'm pretty sure you would know who he is. Eric Worre is amazing, but he does that. He wrote a book about something about the 90 days. You got to give it 90 days, right? If you're quitting after the 90 days, all you prove is that you wanted a lottery ticket, not a business. Like, you're in it for quick money, not the long-term mastery. We are playing the long game right now. Quitting just means you value comfort more than commitment. And the same people that are going to turn around and say, oh, that company didn't work for me. No, like, the company didn't fail. You bailed before you gave it a chance to work. So there's never a lack of opportunity here. Never, ever, ever. I don't care. I have so many friends that are successful in this industry, even the shit industries. I mean, my friend is in a company right now that literally overnight shut them down. And they'd been with this company over a decade. Like, they were with them forever. You know, everything they'd built is there. This company just takes their paycheck, turns off the lights and says, okay, we're done. You know what they did? Started a new company, right? So tell me that nobody could be hurt more than that. Right? Like, these owners, the formula, everybody turns their back on it, shut out the lights, and they're taking huge paychecks from people. They're still in the industry. So it's not really the industry that has a problem. Okay. It's not really the industry. And this whole, I get it. You guys, some uplanes are shady. Some micromanage, some manipulate, and some of them really do only care if you're making money. And I will call that shit out all day long, all day long. I was afraid of that. In fact, I thought it was a huge disappointment because my mentor was my upline. And I thought, what a disappointment I am to her, because she just, like, has poured so much belief in me, and I froze and I quit the company. But you want to know what? I haven't made her a dime in a very long time. And you know who still talks to me on the phone and asks about the kids? And she calls my husband hot husband. Like, she loves him. Like, We're friends. I'm not making her a dime, right? We're friends. Not everybody is like this person. The problem isn't that your upline is toxic. It's that maybe you don't like to be led, or you don't like to be held to a higher standard. You know, maybe you don't want the advice. You know, I am a lone wolf. I've said that from day one, and that's part of it's my own toxic bullshit. Okay. It's an extreme. It's not, my hyper independence is not always a gift. Okay. So yeah, I have demand avoidance. Like if someone tells me to do something, it's the last thing I'm going to do. Maybe you're like that. Guess what? I'm still successful in the industry. Like I've still killed it in the industry. So can you. So that's the thing. When your upline is like, hey, did you follow up? And you roll your eyes, like that is not them being controlling. That is the lack of discipline bristling at accountability. Someone is calling you out for your bullshit, you know? And when they're telling you to get on these calls and to show up consistently or sharpen your pitch, you call them bossy. Like it's not toxic. That would be the mirror of your authority issues coming out. And when you are secretly resenting other people's success, it's not their arrogance. Like that is literally your own jealousy. Everything you're struggling with is literally a mirror that you need to look into. Authority wounds run deep. I get that. And if you've been burned before by bosses or parents or leaders, like of course you're going to project that onto anyone who tries to guide you. But if you don't deal with this, like you're going to sabotage yourself every single time anyone in your life tries to help you grow. I've seen it with coaching clients. You know, I've seen it with coaching clients who aren't even building a business just with their own personal growth and development. I've seen the struggle. People that succeed in the industry don't idolize the uplines. They don't hate them either. You leverage them. You take the mentorship. You filter what fits your values, and then you build your own style. And that's literally what I've done. I will be the first one to tell you, okay, join a company with me and we're going to weed out all the bullshit in their training plan 100%. And we're going to make it yours because not everybody is the same. At all. And then a lot of you were like, oh, network marketing, pyramid scheme. That is definitely your scarcity mindset talking. Okay. The reality of life, everything is a fucking pyramid. At your job, there's a CEO at the top. There are managers in the middle. And then you have the workers at the bottom. At school, principal, teachers, students, even in the military, generals, captains, privates, the structure isn't the problem. The problem is that in most pyramids, you never have a shot at the top. My husband is a lead at his company, like supervisor type. Never, ever, ever could he make it to the top of that company. Ever. It's not going to happen. In corporate America, you bust your ass for 40 plus years and you're still never going to outrank your boss's kid. Okay. But network marketing, the structure might look like a pyramid, but the opportunity is fucking flat. It is flat. You can outrank the person who signed you up if you put in the work. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. So when people are whining pyramid scheme, really what I'm hearing when I hear this from people is that I don't believe in myself enough to build something where my results are on me. And I get it. That's relatable. That's scarcity talking. It's fear. And that is you with a small vision. It's a distraction excuse. If everything is a pyramid, then the only real question is, do you want to spend your life climbing someone else's, or do you really want to build your own? I know a lot of people tell me, you're so lucky. Like I'm showing girls last summer at my job, one of the girls was about to have a baby and she's worried about money. And I went ahead and opened up my paycheck. I opened up my pay base. And, you know, people are like, you're so lucky when they're looking at my pay. Girl, why do people throw that word around when you see someone succeeding? I'll tell you why, because that is easier than admitting that they're not going to put in the hours or the discipline or the faith. And the truth is, I wrote the book called Fuck Luck Bitches. I don't know if you guys know about that book. Do you know about this book? Do you know about this book? Okay. Fuck luck, bitches. Okay. Because I know luck isn't what makes someone successful. We don't wait for four-leaf clovers to line up. We create opportunity. Every post that you write, every conversation that you have, even though you push through, that's you creating doors that God can bless. Blessings follow that obedience and discipline. And grit. They don't just fall out of the sky because you wish hard enough. And when people call it luck, what they're really doing is masking envy. They want the fruit without planting the seed. They want the harvest without breaking a sweat in the field. Luck is lazy language. Winners do not wait for it. Winners become the opportunity. They show up, they take the risk, they stay the course. And because of that, blessings have no choice but to chase them down. So someone says, oh, you're so lucky. That translation is really, I don't want to admit that you had the courage and consistency that I didn't. Who wants to say that? Maybe your future doesn't matter enough to you. Then this episode isn't for you. This live isn't for you. This conversation is not for you. Stay exactly where you are and let's see what happens in 5 years compared to what happens to the people that open and embrace an opportunity. I'm excited about this new business that I got into because it literally speaks to me. No, people have no idea how dangerous an Omega O-Balance really is. Like, you guys have no idea. I had no idea. Do I relate to a lot of the symptoms and the issues? Yes. Have I tried every fucking TikTok hype product out there? All these collagen drinks and all these fucking things that I'm just exhausted with. Exhausted. When all of a sudden, I don't have to guess what the fuck is going on. I can take a test. And what's happening because of your imbalance? And I'll tell you, I know you have an imbalance. I know you have an imbalance. And if you don't, you'll get your fucking money back. Okay? And I'll apologize, but I guarantee you have it. Your body is living in a state of chronic inflammation. And that is the root of fatigue, brain fog, slow recovery, skin issues, mood swings, joint pain, opens the door for bigger fucking problems like heart disease, your autoimmune issues. It accelerates aging. It is literally like a fire in your cells that never gets put out. So, Brandon, why don't doctors talk about it? I don't fucking know. Are you new here? Because I'm very anti-pharma for a lot of reasons. But this is the thing. The medical industry is not set up to prevent disease. They're not here to fucking cure disease. They're set up to manage your bullshit to make money. It's called job fucking security. What happens if they heal humans? Are they going to make money? Don't be fucking stupid. Don't be stupid. It's a business. They're set up to manage all of these things because you have a very basic omega imbalance. But if they keep you guessing and they keep writing prescriptions, they stay in business. If you actually fix the root cause by balancing your omegas, you need a lot less of their bullshit prescriptions. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, omegas, I get it. I take fish oil. Grabbing that random fish oil off the shelf is not going to cut it. I've been taking them. And my omegas are, I'm getting my results, but I'm going to say it here, I'm going to say it live, my omegas are fucked. Everything lines up for me for bad omega balance. What I'm taking is low quality, it's oxidized, and it is not the right ratio to move the needle. To truly balance your omega ratio, you need that scientifically backed formula that's going to target cellular inflammation and actually shift your blood levels. And that's what my balance oil does. And this isn't about guessing. It's about testing. Don't guess, test. And then I want you to rebalance. And you know what happens? You get to test again in 4 months to see, oh my God, Brandon was fucking right. Brandon was right. Most supplement companies are going to throw bottles at you and just hope something fucking sticks. The company I'm with starts with the test. So you know your numbers, you know your deficiencies, and you know your imbalances. No guessing, just truth. And the number one, literally the number one health issue hiding under the surface is that omega-6 dominance. Too much inflammation, not enough omega-3s. And that imbalance is leaked to everything from the brain fog, like I said earlier, to the low energy, to poor recovery, chronic disease, all of this. This protocol will bring your ratio back in line at the cellular level. And we're not just asking you to take a product and cross your fingers. You retest. 120 days from your first test, you get a bottle of oil to start. So you take your test, you start your oil on the same fucking day. You send this in. I believe it's 2 weeks. So I probably should get mine next week. I should have my results. 120 days, you're going to see the blood work shift. No fucking results. I don't have to hype you up. It is literally the truth. It's not one size fits all. The test reveals your deficiencies and the product addresses your body. That's why lives change, because it's targeted, not trendy. Aren't you guys tired of chasing trend to trend, trying to figure out what the fuck? Instead of masking symptoms, This company will address the root, that cellular inflammation and the imbalance, fix the foundation, and your energy, your focus, your sleep, your immunity, your mood, all of that starts rising. But knowing your numbers means taking your power back. No more hoping, no more being sold nonsense. You're in control of your health journey, backed by data, backed by real results. Testing, proving. I want you to get your health back. And the best part, I mean, make money with me while you're doing it. Because baby, network marketing isn't toxic. It's a mirror. And it's going to expose insecurities, impatience, jealousy, entitlement, authority issues, envy, all of it. But the thing is, those same things that make people quit are the exact things that if you face them, and I will fucking help you face them. I cannot do the work for you, but I will coach the fuck out of you so you can launch yourself into your potential. And this isn't about luck. It's not about waiting for the stars to line up. Like, we're going to create this fucking opportunity. We're going to let discipline replace our excuses, and we're going to let those blessings follow our obedience. I would love to coach you into that kind of greatness. And bitch, you cannot afford my personal one-on-one coaching. At this point, no one can. Literally, because my time is so crunched that it takes big bucks to get me into a one-on-one Zoom. But this is very different, because I am passionately going to help you build your legacy one no at a time, because we'll go for no, bitch. Okay. In case you don't know, my publishers are the authors of Go For No. That's my thing. We're going to go for no, because we'll always find a yes. As we go for no, we can't really be disappointed, because that's what the fuck we're looking for. I've made it simple for you. I think it's like $125. $125, you secure your blood test, you get your oil, you get the spot inside my coaching container. And that means you're not just joining a fucking random ass company. You are joining a movement, like a health company that gives a shit, a health company that tests, doesn't guess, doesn't just throw shit at people and hope it sticks. A company that cares about you not having to be a lifelong customer. Guess what? When your oils are balanced and you take your oils and you level out, you know how many prescriptions you get a drop? Like, we Big Pharma loses a customer. This is it. You're come with me, because I will bring you to a place where excuses do not survive, where you are actually called higher, and where you're going to discover all that potential that you've been sitting on. You have magic. You have everything you need inside of you. You don't need anything else. I know you're tired of sitting on the sidelines. You're tired of watching everybody else get their turn. Maybe you're watching people complain. Maybe you're envious of other people. Then let's do the thing. And don't guess about your health. Test it. $125, babe. I could be a little wrong. Give or take 10 bucks, I think. Maybe. All right. You're getting your blood test. You're getting your oil. DM me tonight. Okay. The merger is complete tomorrow. We want to move ASAP. Secure your spot. All right. Let's change your cells and your future. Okay. Stop being afraid of yourself. I promise. Nobody can hurt you more than you hurt you. And we can put an end to that. Okay. I love you guys. I will see you later.